A Prayer to Pray Against Sin You Can't Shake by Chara Donahue. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. You have seen how it steals from your life. You have had others call you on it. You have half-heartedly tried to leave it behind you, but keep finding it lurking at every doorway. It's your favorite sin. Not that you love it, you may even despise it, but somehow you have yet to shake it. We sometimes settle for calling them vices, weaknesses, or flaws, but Christ has more in mind for us than captivity. He desires freedom for his people and giving life to the spiritually dead. The first step in escaping the tangles of sin is always looking first to the only one who has defeated sin and death out of his deep love for us, Jesus Christ. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Sin continuously pulls down all of humanity with its corrosive ways, but those who have had its stains wiped from their hearts have the power to say no. The only way for that stain to be lifted is by seeking Christ as Savior. He clothes us in his righteousness and our filthy rags will be no more. When we begin seeking to walk in victory, we first must set our eyes on the one who is eternally victorious. Let's pray to our Father now for the strength we need to shake the sin in our lives. Lord, I confess there is sin in my life I can't shake. I've struggled silently for so long against it. I've dismissed it, justified it, tried to convince myself it isn't as bad as I know it really is. Lord, I know Satan desires me to leave my sin in the dark. I confess it to you, and I bring it to light. Lord, I need your strength to defeat this sin. I am thankful that your power is made perfect in my weakness. I don't boast in my sin, but boast in you, who works in my weakness to make me more like you. I know that I have the opportunity to glorify you by fighting against this sin in my life. Give me wisdom and perspective in the moment I am tempted to sin. Help me in that moment see my sin as you see it, and not do the sin my heart longs to do. O Lord, who will save me from this body of death? Thanks be to God. Thank you, Lord, for rescuing me and saving me from my sinfulness. It is only in your grace that I am saved. And I am so thankful. In your name I pray. Amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.